Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's the time on the clock. Time on the clock says 8:02. I just said that twice. That's fine. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. 888-98-TWINS. Fan hotline. We go out to it right now. Presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. On that line is one of our favorites, Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Never been better. I heard you on another show here on our station. I believe it was on the PM team, talking about questioning the hiring process. And not to belabor this point, but I do think it's a great one. What did Mike Tomlin? What did ownership seeing Matt Canada, because in order to get to this point, I think we do need to study the origins of all this. He was essentially the guy who was assistant to someone who failed. So how did he deserve a promotion or to be elevated?
Well, I think if you remember, Colin, he was brought in to be the quarterback's coach in 2020. And I think a lot of people at that time kind of figured, okay, if Randy doesn't get it turned around this year, then Mike Tomlin has his eye on Matt Canada to be the next OC. So I do think that was part of the process. Listen, I mean, Mike knew Matt Canada when Matt was next door at Pitt. He also was involved with his son's career, I think for a year or two with, you know, recruiting and being on that Maryland team. So there was familiarity there. There was a relationship there. Now it hasn't worked out to this point, but again, we're only 2 games in to the season. Colin, you know as well as anyone that the Rooneys aren't the type of ownership that makes sudden changes with the coaching staff this early in the season. So I do think Matt Canada is going to have a little bit of a leash here, but I also will tell you there was growing frustration within that locker room. A lot of players have spoken up over the last several days, and this is a really big game, not only for Matt Canada, but for Mike Tomlin, because, yes, he was handpicked to be Randy Fichtner's successor, and it has not worked out to this point.
Yeah, I mean, Matt Canada definitely is going to get a leash, and I obviously agree with you, Ray, that they're not going to make a decision on Matt Canada, I don't think at all this year. But if this keeps going on and this continues to be an issue, say, you know, 3 games from now, if you're the Steelers, would you make a call to Sean Payton as a consultant on offense?
I think, you know, I don't know if Sean would come for something like that. I don't know that he has a relationship, you know, with Mike. And forgive me for not realizing this. I don't even think when Omar Khan was in New Orleans, I still think Sean Payton was in Dallas. So I don't think there was even a connection there with Omar. So they've done that before. You know, I've been down there. They've had Lane Kiffin, his father was there as a consultant for a couple of weeks, a couple years ago. They do that. I think whatever they do on offense, guys, they have to mix it up. They have to change what they're doing now. A lot of the pre-snap and motion stuff isn't fooling anyone. You know, their running game, you know, their most productive runners are their receivers. I mean, just everything is backwards with this team right now. They're throwing short of the sticks on third downs. And I know Mike Tomlin said there was a reason for that. You know, I guess Mitch was going to get pressured on that third and eight from his own 12. But Everything just kind of seems out of sync right now. And whether they bring in a consultant or whether they make a quarterback change, I think schematically, and you heard Mason Cole talk about this the other day, he mentioned schematics about three or four times throughout his 10-minute interview on Monday. I think they have to design things better. I think they have to draw it up better if this offense is going to improve.
Is there realistically enough time before tomorrow night to do that, Ray, to make a change at this point, or does it have to wait until the sort of extended week before the Jets game?
Yeah, I mean, they just basically yesterday was a walkthrough. Players had off on Monday. So, yeah, it is hard to make major changes on a short week. I mean, we were talking to George Pickens in the locker room yesterday, and he basically said it's the same routine and, you know, not much is going to change. So, I would hope that Mike Tomlin, at the very least, would go to Mr. Trubisky and would go to Matt Canada and say, hey, you know, let's give Mitch a little bit more freedom to throw the ball downfield. I'm sure you guys read the article today. I mean, there's still, as hard as this is to believe, Mitch Trubisky doesn't even have freedom to call audibles at this point on a lot of those plays that are coming in. So it just seems like the handcuffs are on him a little bit, and they're on him like in a lot of different ways. His role seems very restricted for a 6-year veteran. So at the very least, I think just giving Mitch the keys to the car, so to speak, and allowing him to do more might help this week on Thursday night. But yeah, obviously, 10-day break before the next game, that's when you can kind of sit down and regroup a little bit. But I don't expect any major changes for the Browns game.
I obviously wasn't there yesterday to speak to Matt Canada, but you mentioned frustration coming from the locker room towards Canada. Did Matt seem to be frustrated? Because some of his answers, it seemed a little bristly to me.
I mean, Matt's always bristly. He's kind of mastered the art of talking and not answering questions, if you know what I mean, Adam. So, you know, Matt is very much old school, by the book. He's not really, a media type of a guy. He's not going to sit there and joke with you. He does his obligations on his weekly obligations like he did yesterday, and then, you know, he moves on. So, you know, he's in a tough spot. He doesn't have the greatest offensive line. He's got a young receivers group. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff there. But again, I go back to what I told you guys last year. When you're an NFL offensive coordinator, you have to build your team around the pieces you have. And there are no excuses. There are a lot of guys in the college game and the pro game, guys who aren't even working right now, that would kill to have his job. So he's got to find a way to make it work. I think right now there's a lot of, you know, if you kind of read the tea leaves, there's a lot of, okay, this is his system, but maybe we don't have the personnel to run this. So maybe Matt has to adapt a little bit, figure out what is working for this team, hang your hat on that, and then maybe construct your offense that way. I think maybe if he does that, that'll help a little bit as well.
Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. We had this discussion a little bit yesterday. If the Steelers go to Cleveland and win, and they go to 2-0 in the division, and they have, you know, again, they're on top of the division, is everything we talked about all week null and void or not? Like, is all this negativity and all of, oh my gosh, fire this guy, get rid of this? Hey, they can say, hey, we're 2-0 in the division. We took care of our business. We're 2-1 right now. Things are more positive than negative, no matter how they win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that would mask it for a week, and then you have a chance to come home and play a Jets team that doesn't look like it's going to be very good, so you could actually get to 3-1. So, I mean, yeah, I think certainly the narrative would change with the fan base, and, you know, I think the narrative with the media would change as well, because there would be some positives, probably more so with the defense, but, hey, maybe with the offense too. But, you know, I'm working on a story, guys. This is nothing new to Mike Tomlin. They had a really bad start offensively back in 2019, even when Ben was in there for those first six quarters or so. They were bad in 2013. They were bad in 2010 when Ben had his four-game suspension. Eventually, things turned around. Like, even with Duck and with Mason, they figured out ways to win football games. And they found a way to win in Cincinnati. So I think if fans just give it a little bit of time, T.J. Watt comes back. This team, you know, I don't think it's careening off the rails right now, even though the last couple of days, maybe, people seem to think so. But provided TJ gets back, provided the offense does figure it out, and I understand there's different pieces, there's a different coordinator, all that stuff. But I'm just telling you, they figured out a way in 2013. They even figured out a way in 2019. So things might not be as bleak as it seems.
Ray, I mean, I don't have to speak on, you know, how great TJ Watt is and what he means to this football team, but did you expect that much of a drop-off from the pass rush after the game or during the game this past Sunday? Did you expect that much of a drop-off without TJ Watt with the pass rush?
Yeah, especially that, you know, Mac Jones isn't known as a runner, and he actually got out a couple of times and hurt them with his legs, including that scramble on that final drive where they bled 6:33 off the clock. So, yeah, I mean, I thought the Patriots, Max protected, did a good job. I thought their tackle held up against Alex Highsmith. Alex was going back and forth between the right and the left, and he really didn't get a lot of pressure in that game, and they did a good job against Cam and Larry Ogunjobi too. So, you know, the Patriots, they didn't send a ton of guys out in the patterns. It was basically Nelson Agholor and Jacoby Myers who were doing all the damage. And, even when they had two and three guys out in the pattern, they managed to find holes in that Steelers secondary, specifically over the middle of the field. So, yeah, I mean, this Steelers team is built on the pass rush. All their money is up front there. They kind of went, you know, I don't want to say cheap, but, you know, most of their money is invested in guys up front. And when you lose a guy like TJ Watt who can wreck a game, I think the result is something like we saw on Sunday, and they're going to have to figure out a way, whether it's more blitzes off the slot, maybe it's more blitzes with Miles Jack or Robert Spillane or Devin Bush. They got to figure out a way to generate more pressure and still have enough guys to cover on the back end.
Ray, back on the offensive side of the ball, when you see the all-22 cut-ups of Najee Harris completely missing wide open, gaping holes in the offensive line, how do you assess that?
Well, I mean, I've seen those too. I've learned over the years to be a little bit careful when people who aren't inside that building kind of make assumptions on things. And I think Dorn can probably speak to this. They might have drawn it up a certain way during the week. Maybe they thought that linebacker was going to flow or wasn't going to flow, and that linebacker was going to be in that gap, and, you know, Najee just didn't see it. I'm probably a little bit more worried. Like, Najee's vision hasn't been great the first two games of the season, but I'm probably a little bit more worried about that foot injury than I am about him as a runner and eventually figuring that stuff out. So, it doesn't look good when people put those cut-ups out there. But, I think Dorn will tell you there are different things that go on in offensive meetings and the way the run game is drawn up that I wouldn't draw too many conclusions by people just putting clips up on Twitter.
Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Last thing for you, speaking of Twitter, why are we inundated from people from Johnstown saying, ask Ray about if Flood City Travel Baseball can play baseball?
Is that a thing, really? They walked us off on Sunday.
But, yeah, it is a thing.
I take the blame. I wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't there to shepherd us through the final winning. So,
yes.
Yeah, boy, I didn't know Flood City was talking some stuff. We get
Seems
them
it.
This weekend. So, yeah.
They walked. Now Ray's mad. Did you hear him?
Yeah, he's upset.
Okay. They walked you off in travel baseball, Ray?
Dang, Ray.
Yeah, actually, I was watching on Game Changer, still trying to pay attention to the football game.
It's incredible.
Grand slam in the bottom of the sixth.
So
we made like 10 or 12 errors in that game.
It's D'Antonian blast in the bottom of the sixth. Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, now I'm fired up now, guys. I'm fired up. It's Saturday. We got Blood City again. So
Saturday. Wait a minute. Will you be able to be there? You'll be able to be there this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this weekend's perfect. I wish we played on Thursdays. Or I wish the Steelers played on Thursdays all the time.
So you can make your travel baseball teams. Was your son disappointed in this loss?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. Any throwing of the gloves or weeping or anything like that?
I don't think so. I wasn't there to see it, so I don't know. But,
okay.
Yeah. Probably wasn't a good night.
All right, Ray. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk soon.
All right. Flood City, here we go.
Ray, is bent out of shape. He is bent out
He's
of
mad.
Shape.
That got
did
him.
You notice he worked in there? Well, we made a lot of errors.
Yeah.
Like that, Matt. Like, you know, we'll then field the ball.
Right.
Field it.
You could tell Ray
that he's got to
go to a Monday night game on the West Coast, then come back and do a Thursday night game in Boston or Miami. He would be less agitated than he just was over travel baseball.
For sure.
I said, and by the way, I said it's all over Twitter. One guy sent a message. And Ray goes, Is that a thing? Are people talking smack?
Flood City, here we come.
I know. That's...
He's like, well, I'm going to be there this Saturday against my team. I'm going to take care of it. That's funny. He did get ticked
Ray,
off.
I told you. You didn't believe me, did you, Dorn? He's Johnny
real.
Baseball Dad.
Wow.
He is so into it.
Wow.
Ray.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He wears spikes to coach.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does. Mm.
No, he doesn't.
He full uniform. Yes, spikes, full uniform, belt, everything.
Crowley? You know?
I buy it.
Metal spikes.
Metal? They still make them?
No, I'm kidding. Yes, they still make them.
Red man from jaw to jaw.
He lets his kids chew.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. What's going on over the bit of part of the house?
Wednesdays with Whaley. Coming up at the top of the hour, Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. We're going to see Ray on one of those Twitter videos or on YouTube or something. Ray just climbing the fence to get after an umpire as the guy's walking to his car. Well, I mean, you know, I've seen that. Ray trying to
is
get
Ray
out.
Is Ray tall? I've never seen him.
Ray's a big guy. He's offensive lineman at Holy Cross.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah.
Look at that.
Ray was. Ray played offensive line at Holy Cross.
Nice.
His number's retired at Keystone Oaks.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Greatest offensive lineman ever. Well, Lumpy played there. What's his name? Chris Jacobson. Yeah. Ray is probably the second best offensive lineman at Keystone Oaks ever.
Wow.
Yep.
Ray.
Ray gets it done. Like absolutely. QC Kinetics. Maybe you got an old sports injury. Well, take care of it, right? You're feeling your shoulder, your knee, your back, all of it. Arthritis, that old injury, anything. Joint pain. Well, traditional treatments, they're not good. Pain meds and steroids and then surgery. Don't go that route. It's no fun. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. It's an advanced, exciting, and natural alternative that can give lasting relief using your body's own healing powers. Listen, steroid shots are toxic to your joints. Pain meds are addictive, and nobody, I mean, who wants to have surgery? Absolutely no one. It's 2022. Old ways are out. New ways are in. Regenerative medicine can and will restore and repair damaged joint tissue using natural biologics. No drugs, no downtime, and no surgery at all. So get with them. 724-201-4230. QC Kinetics. 724-201-4230.
Adam Schefter reports this morning that Joe Haden is going to retire, and he'll be signing a one-day contract to retire with the Cleveland Browns. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
All All right, we'll give away tickets in short order, just a couple minutes, to the Fall Pittsburgh Home Show, Pittsburgh Convention Center, or David L. Lawrence Convention Center, whatever. It's called the Convention Center. You know where it is. All right, here we go. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan, text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I'm getting old as hell, and I'll tell you why. I don't understand the lingo anymore. And when you're out of touch, you don't admit it, but I have to here. So Jeff Hathorn, he asked about running the up-tempo offense. And he was asked about that, I guess. And it's crazy. I guess he was talking to the PM team. And Donnie Football made a what are they called? Canvas? Is that what they're called for the
yes.
internet? So they're called Canvas. That's not the terminology I don't know. That's one of those billboard things that you see with the quotes on it that you put right into your Twitter feed. So Donnie Football made this quote, a breakout quote that you can see visually on social media, and it pops rather than just the words, and there's a photo in it and everything.
Crowley does them all the time.
Yeah, Crowley does them all the time on our feed as well.
Great job.
So Donnie Football made this thing, and Jeff's answer about up-tempo offense was this. You know, in an odd way, maybe the blessing that Mitch Trubisky and the offense needs is getting their doors blown off in the first half. They have to go no huddle, yada, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
The first part of that was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Donnie wrote it as Y-A-N-N-O.
Is that a thing?
Wait,
okay.
That's one word?
I thought, initially when I saw that, Y-A-N-N-O, I thought it was the nickname of somebody. I thought it was Yano. Like somebody's last name was Yanikowski or something. Like, hey, ask Yano. And I'm thinking on the Steelers staff, like, who the hell would be Yano? I don't know Yano. Who's Yano here? No. Quick check of somebody younger than me who's savvy on social media. What I knew as Y-A space K-N-O-W, you know. The kids now write, you know, as Y-A-N-N-O, one word.
So this is a thing not just what Donnie just
made
up.
It's
not a
generational.
Thing. It's not a Pittsburgh thing either.
No, it's you know. Like if you say to somebody in L.A., right, and it's a kid that's 22 years old, hey, text me something. We'll go get dinner later on. Okay, then you get a text from that person. You know, I can't make it tonight. They would write you in a text, Y-A-N-N-O.
I'd be like, why are you calling me Yano?
Right. Crowley, did you know this?
No, I'm not that young. I thought he was just not. I thought Donnie was being dumb. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was just typing and he just came out, you know, whenever he was typing and that was that.
No, it is. It is. That's what it's like. Prolly. P-R-O-L-L-Y.
Probably,
uh-huh.
Probably.
That one kills me.
But that isn't phonetically correct. And neither really is this. This is Yano. At least you know it's you know. Yeah. I'm not wrong here. It should be you know. Y-A-K-N-O-W. I can't get on board with Yano.
Why did we have
Yano
to further deformalize or informalize you know? Like, you know, Y-A, is already like...
I think because kids are so dumb that they don't know the difference between N-O and K-N-O-W. So they just were like, hey, let's just make it one word.
Kids these days.
It blew me away. I had to check with somebody who was younger who knows about the internet. And I said, what does Y-A-N-N-O mean? They said, you know, like, what? It's an alternate meaning. If you could write both. I'm still not wrong if I write Y-A space K-N-O-W.
I would know what you're talking about if you wrote that. I would question what somebody wrote if they wrote Y-A-N-N-O.
I did. I'm sitting there. I'm going, is Mike Yanikowski? Who is it? Who's he
if
know?
If people have to look it up to figure it out, then sorry.
But that's
it's
the whole point, I think.
Enough. We would have to look it up.
Yeah, I think a lot of young people don't have to look it up to figure it out. And if you do a Twitter search for just the word Y-A-N-N-O, and you go to, like, latest, there's 9 million of them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you know. Yep, you know. It's all over the internet. You know. All the cool kids use you know.
I never thought I'd
get to
this point.
It's not being tech savvy either. It's just laziness.
Never thought I'd get to this point where, like, I'm just, like, out of touch of things.
Yeah, you don't understand the lingo.
Like, I never thought I'd get to this point. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, 5 years ago, I'm like, I would never.
I know. Give me the white New Balances. Let's go. We're there.
Whatever.
Crazy, you know. Anyway, 412-928-9370 is that number. Go ahead, win that four pack of tickets. Opening up the, Crowley, I'm ready for the noise. Opening up the Stone Rooster Distributor Fulfillment Center. 4-pack of tickets, Fall Pittsburgh Home Show, Pittsburgh Convention Center downtown, September 30th through October 2nd. All giveaways here at the Fan are brought to you by, you ready for it, Stone Rooster Distributors, e-commerce fulfillment done right. StoneRoosterINC.com. Call 412-928-9370. Win that 4-pack of tickets and do it right now. I tell you about Chendorovich, Chendorovich, and Fishman because they are great. 1-888-98-TWINS. Got it? 1-888-98-TWINS. Chendorovich, Chendorovich, and Fishman are there for you. If you're injured in any accident, that's the first call that you make. Listen, your fee is 25%. That's a big deal because it's a small number. 1-888-98-TWINS. Settle your case, 25%. Go to trial, 25%. File an appeal, still 25%. A lot of other firms out there want to charge you 40%. Not Chendorovich, Chendorovich, and Fishman. Absolutely not. Their fee, 25%. 1-888-98-TWINS.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Or 98twins.com for that free consultation. Chendorovich, Chendorovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Did you get a winner there, Adam? Somebody headed to the home show?
Sure did.
Yeah, who was it? Do you know?
Josh.
Josh. People are trying to break the code here. They're saying that, and crack this case, when you say you know and to talk to text, it writes like that. So people have just said that, there we go.
Have you given up on trying to fix your talk to texts? When like you talk to text and it's and you see it and it's something's incorrect and you just hit send anyway?
Can I let you in on something? Yeah. I rarely talk to text.
I don't think I've ever done it except for right now, and I didn't know how to do it. So I'm not.
I rarely
do
the talk to text.
Yeah. I do it probably more about half the time.
Really?
And but the problem is I have to. I'm still a stickler, and I stop and try to correct things.
Wow.
I know some people that don't care.
Do you talk to text a lot there, Crowley?
I don't at all. I'm sending my first one to Doran right now.
Here, talk really? Into it. Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear it on the air. What are you going to say? Okay. Say something. Say something crazy. Say you know, and then something else.
You know, hey, Doran.
Wait.
How did it come up?
Oh, you know what?
You sent me a video or a recording, audio recording, not a talk-to-text.
I did that to
I'm
you
old,
the other
too.
Day.
That's what I just did, too. That's why I said
wait, no, you're supposed to hold the microphone, go into the little square like or the rectangle. I know how to do it. I just don't do it a lot. I also text the same five people. I mean, honestly, I don't. Go ahead, Doran. What are you doing?
Why are
over
you holding
there?
It to the mic?
It's Crowley.
You're holding it like
you're trying to.
No, I'm playing Crowley's videos. Oh, he sent it to me on accident.
You're holding your phone like an old lady that just got it.
The show collectively just aged 15 years.
Yes.
You two were supposed to make us younger.
Can you do it for us?
What? Talk to text?
Yes. Do the you know thing, please.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. So I'll text here. I'll text Doran. I'll text you, Doran. Okay. Ready? You know, you are a really nice man.
Oh,
it says,
nice.
You know. No, you know. It still says, you know. You know, here's the one thing that happens on talk to text that has happened to me before. Huh. Talk to text my wife.
Uh-huh.
I'll be texting her talk to text. I very rarely do it. Then my kids are in the background saying, like, and shut up, you idiot, or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
it
it'll pick it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is tough.
Yep.
That is tough.
It did say, you know.
It says, you know. Right.
So what are people talking about?
I don't know. I'm so...
You know,
upset
I can't believe
this.
We just spent 5 minutes
no,
talking
I
about this.
No, I can believe, because there are a lot of people.
See, mine says, you know.
Right.
Yes.
I don't believe people anymore.
Yes, I don't. How many people do you regularly text? We'll get to the Steelers in a minute. Yeah. How many people do you... I go deep and narrow on text. I text five people a whole lot, as opposed to texting a lot of people here and there. Like, I text the same five people maybe 100 times a day.
Yeah, I text about the same people, but I don't answer. I used to answer everybody's text, but I don't answer as much anymore. Like in a group text, like they'll just be saying nonsense, and I just don't even answer.
So I texted 16 different people yesterday.
Yesterday? Yeah. What?
I'm the same way.
Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I texted
Hathorn, Ross Gadotti, old friend of mine who heard us talking about the Stroll Inn.
You're not going to give me 11 more, are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm just picking out Roundtree, you know.
I'm in a text chain with two of my buddies, my buddy Billy, my buddy Bob, and we text each other a zillion times a day. It's just us three, and then my wife, and then that's about it.
Yeah, I'm about like 18 people yesterday. I didn't even realize it.
Wow. I don't want to know people. I'm throwing them off the friend wagon.
You're jumping off the moving
Absolutely.
Train.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Crowley, where are you on all this?
I'm in line with those two guys. I text a bajillion people every day.
I never talk on the phone, though. Don't call me.
Oh, I left Cale Berger a voicemail like a month ago.
Why?
And he texted me back and was like, what are you doing, Boomer? Leave me a voicemail.
See, now the voicemail I will never listen to, but I'll read the transcript of the voicemail.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And there must be 45 of them that have called me and said I owe them taxes. And I don't.
Yeah.
I don't owe anybody taxes.
Yeah.
So as soon as I see that, bang.
Erase.
Erase.
Empty.
Bang. Erase. And then all it's spam, possible spam call. That's all I get. I don't get any legit. I get 11% legitimate calls to, you know, whatever the math is.
Same.
89% fake calls.
Same.
My dentist is always calling, trying to get me in because I'm on some waiting list and I just never call them back.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Does it come up as your dentist?
I'd know the number at this point, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I ain't got time.
Did you ever think that, like, technology would get to this point? Like, I can't fathom thinking that there's going to be something in like 20 years from now that is like blows this out of the water. Like, that's how we thought 20 years ago, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
20 years from now, like, what
it
is
was
it
a big
be?
Deal when there was call waiting
right.
and you could like somebody could break in and there was never a busy signal.
Right.
That was a gigantic deal. We thought like, are we ever going to advance past this? Wait a minute. I'm on the phone and it's not a busy signal. I can actually interrupt this person. Oh, my gosh.
Like dial-up internet?
Yes.
There will be chips in our brains eventually.
We'll just be able to say, call whatever, and it's just in our head.
Yep. And then you'll have a
conversation.
Yeah,
we might not be alive, but that'll happen.
Yeah.
And you just have, like, not telepathically, whatever that is. You just talk to somebody.
There will be a speaker in your ear and a microphone in your mouth. And
It's like the headset, like a quarterback talks to the offensive coordinator. Yeah. Like that. It'll be that, and the person will be in California. You'll just be talking to him like that.
Not in our lifetime, though.
Maybe.
The end?
Not in their lifetime.
You act like you're seven.
Seriously.
In a lot of ways.
Name them.
Oh, man. All right, Steelers coming up next. George Pickens, why isn't he getting the rock? I don't think anybody wants to answer. That's weird. That's next here, Fan Morning Show.
Hey, your roof, it might not be as old as me or Colin, but it might still need some work, right? That's why you trust P.J. Fitzpatrick to get that work done. Two words important here. The one I already mentioned, trust. The other one, quality. Why do you trust PJ Fitzpatrick? Over 40 years of doing business here in Pennsylvania, making people's roofs better one at a time. You can check out the thousands of five-star reviews to prove it at trustpj.com. But not one at a time because it takes them that long. No, they can install most roofs in just one day. And the other word comes in to play here now, quality. PJ Fitzpatrick roofs installed by certified roofers using top-of-the-line materials, quality product, quality craftsmanship, and yes, a quality customer experience because every PJ Fitzpatrick roof is backed materials and labor by a lifetime guarantee. Set up your free design consultation today. Save up to 20% this month. Plus, they've extended their 12-month financing deal as well. Nothing down, no interest, no payments for qualified buyers. Your roof may be getting old. Again, not as old as us. But it may need replaced. You want to find out. You want to trust the people to take care of you the right way. You want to trust PJ Fitzpatrick. Go to trustpj.com today.
Pirates lost last night. Aaron Judge hit his 60th homer of the season. Giancarlo Stanton hit a walk-off grand slam. Easy for me to say. Giancarlo Stanton hit a walk-off grand slam. Pirates lose 9-8. You can catch them tonight at 7:05 on your Odyssey app. AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Mark Caboli and Matt Canada got together yesterday. It provided quite an interesting 10 seconds or so.
George, he estimated he was running free 90% of the time. Is that overestimation on his point, or is there anything to that?
I respect your question, but I'm going to let that one lay.
I don't know. I'm confused. I probably read into it way more. Well, I don't know if you needed to laugh at the guy, which Canada did. Number two, it's not – I think you address it, you know? And if you don't address it to Mark Caboli, I hope you addressed it privately to George Pickens if you think George Pickens is right or wrong. You know, because it did one of two things. Either Caboli's question is right and George Pickens is right, or George Pickens hung Matt Canada out to dry.
Can we play that one more time? Can we play that one more time?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
George, he estimated he was running free 90% of the time. Is that overestimation on his point, or is there anything to that?
I respect your question, but I'm going to let that one lay.
Okay, then if you have a chance, and you don't because it all goes so fast, to have a follow-up, the logical follow-up is, okay, then is George Pickens right or wrong here? It's not like Mark was guessing. The statement was already made by George Pickens beforehand.
Correct.
It's, you know,
either you can handle leading an offense as a coordinator and say, well, you know, all due respect to George, we went over the tape and
spin it in a good way.
Right.
I've never met a great receiver who didn't want the ball, Mark. I mean, come on. They all say they want the ball. Maybe there's a little,
right.
Come on. Or say, well, you know, I'm going to have to
just
have
really,
talk.
I'm really tired of Matt Canada not answering questions. I mean, this is not a hard part of the job. In fact, it should be the easiest part of the job. You remember, you know, we had a lot of problems with Keith Butler back in the day, but Keith Butler would walk out there every Wednesday and he'd give you some gollies and some gosh darns and some dadgummits, but at least he'd answer some frickin' questions. Stop tap dancing. We're 2 weeks in and you can't answer a frickin' question.
A dude who has played two games for the Pittsburgh Steelers is, in a way, kind of putting him on blast.
Yeah, he don't care.
No.
Who do you think is going to last longer, him or Canada?
Go with it.
that's the reality of all the situations, really, of everybody speaking out. Who's going to last longer, Deontay Johnson or Matt Canada? Pat Freiermuth or Matt Canada? That's why those guys can speak out. It happens every single year.
Who's going to last longer, Kendrick Green or Matt Canada? Now we've got a discussion.
Now we got a discussion. No, I mean, George Pickens watched the tape, too. He was out there playing, so if it showed that he was open 90% of the time, it's a very direct answer. Like, you know, all these, and I don't want to be like, hey, this is what you should have said, this is what you shouldn't say, but all you have to say is like, hey, we need to look for him more.
What it tells me is that he paid attention to the reaction that was out there from his comments last week, Matt Canada. And that's what I can't stand. Listen, buddy, you got to coordinate this offense, especially now on a short week. And you know what all of us said about you not answering the middle of the field question. And so now you don't want to give anybody anything because you don't want things to be, quote unquote, misconstrued. That's what it tells me. He's paying attention to the outside noise.
Well, it's not misconstrued by your receiver who you drafted pretty high, who's saying, you know, and again, all receivers want, if you show me a receiver who says, I don't want the ball more, I don't want that guy on my team.
Right.
He's answering questions the same way he coaches, which is scared to death that he's going to say something that either indicts his play calling or throws his quarterback under the bus or calls out a rookie. It's indicative and instructive of everything from the top down.
Could
with
you
this
imagine
organization
as a
right
player
now.
Hearing that and wanting to play for him, a free agent or somebody out there that's draft eligible, and saying, you know what, that guy that laughed at the guy that says, oh, man, he's got his – that's exactly who I want to go play for.
Right. Like, come on.
You know, it felt – at first I kind of felt bad for this guy, right? But now he's just doing a bad job. I don't feel bad for him anymore, Matt Canada. I had some compassion for Matt Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. Just as I had – and it's a great parallel. Compassion for Keith Butler in the past. But how they deal with things that aren't going right says a lot about both of them. And yes. Matt Canada's just seemingly laughing all the way to the bank is what it feels like. Hey, I'm the offensive coordinator. Hey, my paycheck comes twice a month. Hey, you guys are peons and don't know anything about football. I'm still going to be up in that booth on Sunday. Enjoy the show.
And the final piece, I'm not going anywhere. Because he knows it. We know it. He's not going anywhere.
Or it might be he just doesn't really honestly know how to answer the questions. I mean, you know, it's his second year as a coordinator in the NFL. Keith Butler, how long has he coached in the NFL? He knows how to answer questions the right way. He knows what the media wants.
But
he first became
an offensive coordinator in 1997 in college. In 1997.
The guys had to answer questions.
He was an offensive coordinator at Wisconsin. In a way, the Wisconsin is as big as the Steelers. It's a Big Ten football program. He was the offensive coordinator at LSU, who is bigger than the Steelers.
And he's had to answer, I'm sure, in places like Baton Rouge and Madison, wilder questions than, hey, your rookie wide receiver said he's open about 90% of the time. How do you respond
to that? If you think the media's hometown in Pittsburgh, take a gander down to Louisiana. You know, they were. It's just, I'm done with the guy. I'm done with him. He's not only doing a bad job, he's acting like a passive-aggressive jerk. There, I said it. That's how I feel about him. Matt Canada was the wrong guy the day he was hired. It was a monumental upset if he was ever going to do a good job because his resume didn't say he was going to do a good job. You could kind of feel okay about it or get on board with it if at least he gave an air of, I'm trying my damnedest here. Man, I'm trying to make this work. Whew, I'm working with these guys. It's almost like, listen, my resume stinks. I know it. We all know it. But you guys don't know anything about football. Leave me the hell alone. Stay out here. You don't have any right to question me.
In retrospect, and I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I was just so damn thirsty to get rid of Randy that Matt Canada seemed to make a little bit of sense. Oh, here's a guy who does some different things, who isn't going to just let the quarterback call everything from the huddle. That was just a terrible mistake.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, they've only scored 3 touchdowns in the first half in 11 games. Things are going swimmingly. And then we got the guy answering all the questions, right? He's telling you how he's going to fix it. No, in fact, he also said in that press conference he didn't have any answers. They just need to play better.
Well, the part, too, that I don't want to say it irks me because it's just sports, you know? There's real-life problems. Mark Caboli didn't say, I watched the All-22 and 90% of the time I thought – he's relaying a message from the player.
Right. The rookie wide receiver, yes, no less.
But the player says he's open. The player says this is happening. I just think you need to meet that with a little more sincerity or meet it with, hey, Mark, like, I get it, but my man, he's a receiver. He's always open.
And he's a rookie.
Right.
Like, that's all you say. Yeah, you know, he's a rookie, and he thinks he's open. Like, you know, you just answer it. You can answer it without answering.
I just look at every – I'll say it this way, too, and last thing before we get to Wednesdays with Whaley. Every single coordinator in this league, for me at least, unless there are certain different circumstances, maybe if you are like Keith Butler was, but the vast majority of them right now, especially on offense, should be people trending toward being a head coach someday. Should be this guy that you say, look at his philosophies. He is trying to do things in football that we've not seen a lot of times before. There's never been one moment I've said that about Matt Canada.
Right.
Every successful one in the league, you look at and you go, this guy's trying to change football.
Yes.
Or like, should be a guy that is a long time. You brought up some of the consultancy type names earlier in the week, Dorn. Guys who have a long track record of success as offensive minds. Give me that guy who's been an offensive coordinator for 35 years at different places.
Norm Chow.
But Chan Gailey, right? Yeah. You know, all those names you mentioned the other day. Or give me the young up-and-comer. Don't give me this.
And he's neither.
No.
Right. He's in a purgatory in between.
Like somebody like Kellen Moore in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, he's that young up-and-coming offensive coordinator that could be a head coach. Like, I see what you're saying.
Luke Getsy.
I mean, there's everywhere, really.
Kafka in New York.
Correct. Yes. He's neither one of those things. And don't let Mike Tomlin skate on this. They're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not a Vela High School. People would have come and coached here who were like that. Why were those guys not hired? Why were they not interviewed? Why was the interview process a freaking sham that Coach Randy got run out of the building and the guy who's next is Matt Canada? Again, they'll find somebody This ain't Oliver High School. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. They could have had any offensive coordinator in the world they wanted.
Take some of that Akershire money. Go steal somebody from another team this offseason.
Good thing we
have
Doug Whaley, who's a former GM, walking in here now to talk about it.
Again, don't let Tomlin skate. It's on Tomlin. It's on Tomlin for hiring this guy that doesn't have a clue. Wednesdays with Whaley coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Sunny today, high in the 80s, going to rain tonight.
That's the weather.
QC Kinetics there to help you out. Your body's all beat up, and man, that stinks. Joint pain, arthritis, and injury. Traditional treatments, they don't work. Pain meds and steroids and then surgery, no good at all. Man, alive, that's no fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.